Happy first day of spring, where the days get longer, the snow gets softer, and the news doesn't take a season off. Today on Eastern Sierra Now, we've got a little bit of everything, from community cleanup efforts and local infrastructure updates to education funding, traffic advisories, and a look at what's happening on the local sports scene. This episode is brought to you by Great Basin Bakery, fueling the Eastern Sierra one fresh baked bite at a time. And while you're here, don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow Eastern Sierra Now on social media to stay up to date on the stories that matter most. Right here at home, Inyo County is offering residents a chance to dispose of green waste free of charge during an upcoming Green Waste Weekend. The fee waiver applies to several locations across the county. The Bishop and Lone Pine landfills will participate on Saturday, March 21st, and Sunday, March 22nd. The Big Pine Transfer Station will be open on Saturday only, and the Independence Landfill will participate on Sunday. Officials say the free disposal applies to green waste only, and mixed loads will not be accepted. The program is limited to Inyo County residents, and identification will be required. Commercial haulers and landscaping contractors are not eligible. County officials say the effort is intended to encourage residents to reduce wildfire risk by clearing vegetation and yard debris. Death Valley National Park is seeking public input on a plan aimed at improving accessibility throughout the park. The National Park Service has released a draft accessibility, self-evaluation and transition plan, which reviews access to facilities and services, including restrooms, walkways, exhibits, and ranger programs. The evaluation also looked at key locations, such as the Furnace Creek Visitor Center, Stovepipe Wells Village, trailheads, viewpoints, and campgrounds. Proposed improvements include adjustments to ramp slopes, updates to water access points, and changes to features like grab bar heights. The plan also addresses communication accessibility, including larger text, improved color contrast, assistive listening devices, and audio versions of printed materials. Officials say the plan will help guide future projects with implementation depending on funding and resource considerations. Public comments are being accepted through April 16th.
If you've been in Bishop for more than 10 minutes, you already know that Great Basin Bakery is basically a local landmark. Fresh breads, cookies, and they can turn any bad day around. And sandwiches that make your lunch feel like a small holiday. And here's the inside scoop. If you're headed towards the brand new Marshall's store, don't miss Great Basin's outlet store right nearby. Perfect for stocking up before your next Eastern Sierra adventure. Or let's be honest, the drive home. Great Basin Bakery, where local flavor meets unbeatable freshness. And now, dangerously close to your shopping cart.
Cerro Coso Community College has received $1.1 million to expand its cybersecurity program. The funding was secured in part due to the guidance of Congressman Vince Fong. According to the announcement, the funding will support growth in training opportunities and help strengthen workforce development in the cybersecurity field. The expansion is aimed at preparing students for careers in a high-demand industry with a focus on building technical skills and connecting education with real-world applications. Officials say efforts like this are designed to support regional economic development and create pathways for students to enter cybersecurity careers. Caltrans has released its weekly traffic advisory for the Eastern Sierra, covering March 23rd through March 27th. In Kern County, expect the outside westbound lane and shoulder along SR 202 to close for sinkhole repairs. On SR 58, drivers may experience brief delays while crews work to collect core samples. In Inyo County, intermittent closures are expected on US 395 while crews work to stripe the northbound lanes. Additionally, one-way traffic control is expected on SR 168 West and 178 East for overhead maintenance and crack sealing, respectively. Drivers should also be on the lookout for bicycles in Death Valley along SR 190 and 127, coinciding with a bicycle tour in and around Death Valley National Park. No closures are scheduled, but extra caution should be taken. Lastly, in Mono County, shoulders in both directions will close along US 395 near SR 167 for overhead maintenance. Officials say drivers should expect lane closures and possible delays in active work zones, with schedules subject to change due to weather, traffic incidents, or operational needs. Motorists are encouraged to plan ahead, allow extra travel time, and use caution when traveling through construction areas.
Hey, Eastern Sierra, quick question. Do you like staying informed without refreshing Facebook like every 12 seconds and that stupid algorithm moves things and you can't ever find it? You know, it's like a slot machine. Yeah, us too. That's why Eastern Sierra now has a shiny, super convenient mobile app. Breaking news? Yeah, it's there. Weather? There. Local events? Also there. Pretty much everything except someone reminding you to drink water. We're working on that feature. And if you're the kind of person who loves getting important info delivered like a digital pizza, then hop on our email subscription list. We'll send the latest stories, updates, and happenings straight to your inbox. No spam, just news. And maybe the occasional dad joke if we can't help ourselves. Now, business owners, lean in for this part. Did you know Eastern Sierra now is the place to advertise? Whether you want your brand in front of our growing audience or you need someone to manage your social media because yours hasn't been updated since the last solar eclipse. Look, we've got you, okay? We help local businesses get seen, get clicks, and actually connect with the community. Because no offense, but that blurry photo of your storefront from 2018, it's not doing the heavy lifting that you think it is. So download the app, join the email list, and if you're a business ready to level up, reach out and let ESN make you look good, really good. Eastern Sierra Now, local news, local voices, and yes, we'll even remind you when there's free food at community events.
Over to sports now, brought to you by Copper Top Barbecue, serving up bold flavor with a local's first approach. Visit them online at coppertopubq.com for their latest deals and specials. Starting on the softball field, the Bishop Broncos JV team opened their season in dominant fashion, defeating Boron 21-1 at home. The Broncos jumped out early and never looked back, putting up runs across multiple innings in a strong all-around team performance. On the varsity side, the Broncos fell in a close league opener against Boron 9-8. Bishop held the lead late into the game, but Boron rallied in the final inning to secure the win. Despite the loss, Bishop's offense stayed active throughout, out-hitting Boron and keeping the game competitive from start to finish. And over on the baseball diamond, the Bishop Broncos varsity team came away with a strong win over Boron, defeating the Bobcats 16-6. The Broncos offense delivered in a big way, putting together a high-scoring performance to secure the victory. A solid mix of results this week for the Broncos, with standout performances across softball and baseball as league play gets underway. And again, this sports report is brought to you by Copper Top Barbecue, supporting the Eastern Sierra with a locals first mindset, and great deals you can check out now at coppertopbbq.com.
In many emergency departments in America, overcrowding is kind of the epidemic of the age. In our emergency department, we have very low door-to-doctor time. The time between when you show up as a patient to be seen to when you're actually going to be seen in person by a doctor, and that care is going to be delivered 99% of the time in a private room. So that allows privacy to the patient. It allows care to be delivered in a humane and respectful way. Our emergency medicine care is world-class. We have a phenomenal team. I'm so proud of the care that we provide at Northern Inyo and the community that we're caring for.
It's shaping up to be a gorgeous day on the slopes at Mammoth Mountain, with clear skies and calm winds setting the stage for classic spring riding. The base depth is sitting at 58 inches, with spring conditions across the mountain. Skiers and riders have plenty of terrain to explore today, with 172 trails, 24 lifts, and 9 terrain parks all open. If you're heading out early, Center Bowl is expected to offer some of the best carvable turns, making it a solid first stop to kick off your day. And off the slopes, the mountain is bringing a little extra energy. Honky Tonk on the Hill gets underway today, March 20th at the Mill, featuring live country music, food and drink specials, and a laid-back Western vibe. Not a bad way to wrap up a few spring laps. All in all, a picture-perfect day to be on the mountain. Just don't forget the sunscreen. Let's take a look at your weekend weather across the Eastern Sierra, starting down in Bishop and moving up into Mammoth Lakes. Today brings a warm and sunny start to the weekend. Temperatures will climb, pushing into the low 90s. Tomorrow, we stay warm, with just a few more clouds moving through the area, but temps remain warm in the upper 80s. And Sunday, expect a slight cool down. temperatures will begin easing back a few degrees, but staying warm. Mammoth Lakes is looking at highs near 74 degrees today, with clear skies and light winds. A great day to be outside, whether you're on the slopes or down in the valley. Tomorrow, highs dip slightly into the low 60s, but still plenty of sunshine overall. On Sunday, temperatures will drop into the mid to low 60s with mostly sunny skies. So overall, a classic Eastern Sierra weekend. Warm days, cool nights, and not much standing in your way weather-wise. Just one reminder, if you're heading outdoors, especially at higher elevations, that sun is strong this time of year. So plan accordingly. And before we go, since it is officially the first day of spring, we have an important question to settle. Who really has the best pizza in the Eastern Sierra? Be sure to take part in our ESN Epic Eats poll and cast your vote. We're talking bragging rights, serious debate, and probably a few strong opinions. A quick reminder, if you haven't already, subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow Eastern Sierra Now on social media so you never miss a local update. And of course, thank you again to today's sponsor, Great Basin Bakery. For all of us here at Eastern Sierra Now, enjoy the start of spring, and we'll see you next time.